Plus,
God knows what's happened.
I just got past it, Ricardo.
Yeah, no. That's fucking brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant. It's always the way, man. Fucking technology, innit? You know what I mean? You think, yes, there's no problem. I will bring a recording device and it will record.
Switched on there.
No.
Is that on there?
Is it on? It's on.
We're on. It's all on. On, off. Digi, digi. So, next up we have, from our lead special, Fish, who works under the name of Bus Monitor, which we're all wondering how that name came about. So,
a lead special like this one, like.
Right. Hello. Yeah, cut a long story short. I was walking back from work. No. I was walking back from work one night and... I saw this shiny object, and I walked straight past it, basically. This is a true story, but I clocked it, but I didn't really go out of my way because I was quite tired. Anyway, went around to my mate's house that night. This is a short version. And basically, he's like, I found this on this certain street, which I won't name. I will name it London Street in Pocklington. I just didn't want to get onto the Pocklington thing. But basically, he's like, is this badge? And I was like, all right. And it was a silver badge that said Bus Monitor on it. And I was like, right, okay, yeah, that's quite mad. Anyway, didn't think anything more of it. Next weekend, went out to Q Club in Birmingham to a night. And coming back from the night... No, is this? I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. Carry on, come on. Yeah. This is a very enlightening story.
You told me to tell you the short version.
Direction Nirvana.
So basically, I had a 3-hour train journey on the way back, and we sat down and we found a magazine on the seat, and it was a Buses magazine. And it entertained us for 3 hours because it gave us an insight into the seedy underbelly of bus enthusiasm. And it was like, look at the undercarriage on this one. So basically, put two and two together, and I had a badge. I had a magazine, so I thought, right, I'll go with that. And mixers have buses on them. So, yeah, that was basically that.
That's quality. Yeah.
That's the short version, anyway. But,
fucking hell. Yeah. Gotta stop while we actually...
Can
have it. It's not plugged in, is it yet?
Probably actually should have plugged it in.
Turn me up, son. So after a gap of silence there, when we actually remembered to plug Bus Monitor and his collection of magazines into the mixing desk, I think we're all ready to go, basically. Fish, whenever you're ready, take it away, and on the buses we go.
Hello, right, yeah, we're going to have a bit of rewind and start because we forgot to plug the left channel in. Off you go. Should we go?
Right, ready.
One side of the bus never turned.
Yeah, mono bus, that was the problem.
Turn me up some, turn me up some, turn me up, turn me up, turn me up some, turn me up some, turn me up some, turn me up some.
Yeah, I should have sort of spit a hurt you, not you, but you don't know nothing about.
turn me up, 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 turn me up
be shit cunt music. There's no heart or soul to it. It just sounds like a load of mishmash of fucking crashing cymbals with fucking techno fucking shit smashed into as well. Shit slashing around in the pot. Do you know what I mean? Fucking rubbish. To tell the truth.
Let him walk out of here. Hours to smash or I do masturbate, I'd probably throw myself out a window if I couldn't. In truly democratic spirit.
Why?
Three. That was Bus Monitor there, and a bit of a false start at the beginning, and then some application of Cider Over Matter, a couple of disappearing rollies, and that's it. Yeah, great stuff.